Coach Gallatin will join us in just a second as the Steve Cochran Show continues on 720 WGN. Vivian is going, is this your first Blackhawks game?
It's my second. I actually went last week.
Oh, look at you. Now you're addicted.
I know. It was so fun.
But is Sunday night Greek night?
Sunday night is Greek night.
Are you taking your dad?
I probably will be taking my dad.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
And Greek night means what? All of the guys on the team are going to have to dance and yell Opa?
Yes, and also they're going to have to learn at least a sentence to say in Greek. So I'm going to have to communicate with them in Greek for...
Will the entire audience be Greek?
I don't know, but we welcome
audience,
everyone.
What am I talking about? Suddenly I'm describing it like it's an off-Broadway play.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm glad you're excited. Yeah. But you definitely should take your dad if he doesn't have something else going on.
Yeah, he's going to love it. He knows nothing about hockey, though, so... So, yeah, I'm going to have to...
Can we talk to the
just
guys?
Tell them it's like soccer on ice.
No, okay, yeah, that's a good one. I'll explain that.
We can talk to the guys in the booth, though, and see if they do half the game in Greek.
There you go.
That's something. Okay.
And it'd be like a translator at the UN. He could have a headset, and he would find out what's going on.
All right, I'm sure you'll have a fun time.
We'll have a full Greek report from you on Monday.
Yes.
All right, fine. Coach Jeremy Colleton joins us now ahead of the Columbus Blue Jacks getting throttled by the Blackhawks tonight. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Andy Mazur's with us this morning as well. Andy, what do you have for Coach this morning?
Well, Coach, I'm curious, too, because you've talked a little bit about the schedule that's starting tonight. It's kind of hectic, but it seems like you would rather have it this way than the way it started, at least.
Well, somewhere in between is always good. We're ready to play games. I think we've been getting better fairly consistently here. Obviously the first couple games weren't how we'd like to play, but the last two have been much better. And so now we'd like to test ourselves and have an opportunity to get points. And it's up to us to be good every night. And I think we'll be able to get some results.
Coach, I know a lot of coaches do it differently. Are you a talker in between periods or not?
Well, we always go in, and I just try to have... I mean, first we got to look at the game quickly and compare notes and make sure we're seeing all the same things. And then we'll always go in and give them some feedback, and maybe it's an adjustment or maybe it's keep doing what we're doing. And, it's important that we get the guys a focus for when we go back on.
What did you say to them the other night, which made the first period turn into the best period of the season so far?
You're talking about the second period?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't so much in between periods. I think we discussed it in the morning as far as the second periods had been not what we need if we're going to win. In my opinion, the second period is really where you show who you are, and we hadn't been good, so... We talked about a few key points and really happy with how the guys responded, and we did. We took over the game, and probably that's where we won the game. So now it's a matter of doing that every night.
You shut down one of the best players in the league, who's going to be one of the best players in the league for a long time to come. Any secret there you'd like to share with the junior hockey players that are out there?
Well, I think the guys who had the matchup, they really committed to it, and the battle level, compete level was really high. They won a lot of 50-50 situations, and they had the puck. They forced those players we were playing against, McDavid and Draisaitl, to play in the defensive zone. And they're so good; they're going to get some chances, and they did. And they're the types of guys they play a lot. They extend their shifts, and sometimes they're able to get away from the matchup that way. But I think as a team, we did a pretty good job also.
Connor McDavid came out a couple nights later and put up a 5-point effort. So whatever you put on him, put it on everybody, would you?
Yeah, well, I think mentality-wise, that game, top to bottom as far as our team performance, not just the guys who had the matchup. I think it was much closer to what we feel we need to have long-term success. So now it's a challenge. Okay, we had a good game and we got some points. We won. Now we have to follow it up. That needs to become our natural level, those types of performances.
And Crow obviously had a great game in that one as well. And I'm wondering if it's a good problem for you to have, because people keep asking you about which goalie is going to play tonight and what's the rotation going to be. And obviously you're not going to give that up, but that's got to be a pretty good problem to have.
It's a great problem when either guy that we put in there we feel is going to give us a chance to win, and that allows us to make sure they get the rest and the preparation they need to stay at a high level. So we feel really good about our goaltending position. position, no question.
We know Kaner's finding the back of the net here. What do you need to do to shake Saad and Taves loose, or do you like what you're seeing and you know it's going to come?
No, I like what we're seeing. I think Saad's playing as good a hockey as I've seen him play, and Taser, I thought, was really good last game, and he's been, it's not that he's been at a low level, he's competing hard, just he needs a bounce, and you know, he got a point there on the empty netter last game, and sometimes that's all you need, just to get a little positive energy going. We got to win, so that'll probably release a little pressure, and you know, he'll score.
How impressed have you been with the David Kampf line? I know he showed some signs last year, and now kind of leading the way for that third line.
Yeah, they've been really good. Basically, the entire training camp and into the season here, they've been our best line. So it's just finding a way to maintain that level for as long as they can. There's going to be a game where they're not as good, and then it's about responding again. And that's part of, I think, as a young player, learning how to be a pro, learning how to be someone that you can rely on night in and night out. So hopefully he continues to develop.
Andy was talking about the goalies. Calvin DeHaan and Ali Mata are both, to my eyeballs, with great additions. You see them moving up, moving around. You like what you have from a versatility standpoint with them?
Yeah, I think the pairs we've had the last two games since DeHaan came back, they've stabilized things for us. Allowed us to put Dunk with Murphy, and then DeHaan with Gus, and that's, as far as the stability of our group, it's really helped. So, obviously things can change, but we're looking to get a roll going and some predictability.
Hey, Andy, I look at Alex DeBrincat sometimes, and I think, I wonder what time his mom's picking him up after the game. It's amazing that kid is playing in the NHL with that baby face of his. But that's the great thing, Coach, about this Hawks lineup. You can't focus just on Kaner because somebody else is going to be open. You try to spread it out. Maybe Saad gets a look he didn't get before. Maybe DeBrincat's open. It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, we got some young players who are coming who continue to get better. Like, it's easy to forget that DeBrincat's still young and he's going to continue to get better.
He's nine.
Excellent numbers, right? But he's it's still early. And so how he approaches the game and how willing he is to continue to learn, he's going to be a huge difference maker for us long term. We've got some other guys coming too, so that's exciting.
Coach, how cool is it for you as a head coach and also for your players to see the organization do what it's doing tonight, bringing back guys like Dave Boland, and I know Marian Hossa was around you guys in Prague a little bit, but just to honor those teams that kind of paved the way to where we are right now?
Yeah, I think it's important to keep that connection to success, and ultimately we're here to win. And so the teams that had the formula, they had the special ingredients, shouldn't forget those guys that helped us get there. And I think it's a good reminder for everyone what we're playing for.
All right, so Blue Jackets, who you're focused on and who should fans look for?
Yeah, well, they got that Dubois, tremendous young centerman, plays a very mature game, big kid with skill. He's one we'll know when he's out there for sure. He's a heck of a player.
He's got a couple of goals early in six games. He's already got 3 points.
Yeah, he's a good player, and they got an excellent decor, Seth Jones and Vransky, and they're a good team. They finally broke through last year, and they did lose a couple guys, but the culture and their mentality of how they play is still strong. So it'll be a good test.
I don't know if it's because Andy Mazur's here or not, but I feel like this is the most legitimate hockey talk we've ever had with you.
Well, you know what? You did your homework. You asked some good questions. You never know what you get.
Yeah, I appreciate the grading. Three stars?
Out of what?
Well, I mean, am I the first star of the game?
Oh, you're one of the two, yeah.
All right, Coach, have fun. Get one tonight.
Thanks a lot. Take care, guys.
See you later. That's Coach Galton.